91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Boston, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Good morning. It's Bob Angel. This is the Detox Mansion. And we are dedicating the show all day today, like 2 hours into our good friend George Skibidis. The whole show is dedicated to him. We'll get more into it at about 20 to 25 minutes. In the meantime, let's get this show on the road.
Ladies and gentlemen, party people in the place to be.
White House spokeswoman and person who has not slept since the Carter administration.
The White House offered her. She just got too many credibility issues.
Yeah. They were the masterminds behind the Bowling Green massacre.
Kellyanne Conway.
You can surveil someone through their phones, through their microwaves that turn into cameras, etc.
But his senior advisor, Kellyanne Conway, whom we really don't quote much anymore because, well, history.
Well, that's one characterization.
Every time I've ever seen her on television, something's askew, off, or incorrect.
No, that's just flat out false.
The name on everybody's lips is Galloway, Conway. The lady raking in the chips is Galloway, Conway. I'm gonna be a celebrity. That means somebody everyone knows. They're gonna recognize my eyes, my hair, my teeth, my boobs, my nose.
And joining me now from the White House is counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway. Kellyanne Conway.
Don't be so overly dramatic about it.
I am not being dramatic.
This is how you do it? By breaking into my apartment?
What was I supposed to do? You weren't answering my calls. You changed your number. I'm not going to be ignored.
You don't get it, Kellyanne. You made up a massacre.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. That's all right, because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry.
We should be
concerned that
a spokesperson in the White House actually goes out and makes things up.
I will say, Kellyanne Conway does not need to text our show.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Alternative facts.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this. And totally redeem yourself!
It's Bob Angel's Detox Mansion.
On 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Fasten your seatbelts.
Still not dead again today. The internet said I had passed away. Well, if I died, I wasn't dead to stay. I woke up still not dead again today. Well, I woke up still not dead again today. The gardener did not find me that way. Can't believe a word that people say. And I woke up still not dead again today. I run up and down the road making music as I go. They say my pace would kill a normal man. But I've never been accused of being normal anyway. And I woke up still not dead again today. Up still not dead again today. The news said I was gone to my dismay. Don't bury me, I've got a show to play. And I woke up still not dead again today. I run up and down the road making music as I go. They say my pace would kill a normal man. But I've never been accused to be normal anyway. And I woke up still not dead again today. Last night I had a dream that I died twice yesterday. But I woke up still not dead again today.
Woke up this morning, put on my slippers, in the kitchen and died. And oh, what a feeling when my soul went through the ceiling and on up into heaven I did ride. When I got there they did say, John, it happened this way. You slipped upon the floor and hit your head. And all the angels say, just before you passed away, these were the very last words that you said. Please don't bury me down in the cold, cold ground. No, I'm gonna have them cut me up and pass me all around. Throw my brain in a hurricane and the blind can have my eyes. And the deaf can take both of my ears if they don't mind the sound. Give my stomach to Milwaukee if they run out of beer. Put my socks in a cedar box, just get out of here. Venus to Milo can have my arms. Look out, I've got your nose.
sell my heart to the junk man and give my love to Rose. But please don't bury me down in that cold ground. No, I'm gonna have them cut me up and pass me all around. For my brain in a hurricane and the blind can have my eyes. And the deaf can take both of my ears if they don't mind. Give my feet to the footloose, careless, fancy free. Give my knees to the needy, don't pull that stuff on me. Hand me down my walking cane, it's a sin to tell a lie. Send my mouth way down south and kiss my ass goodbye. But please don't bury me down in that cold, cold ground. No, I'm gonna have them cut me up and pass me all around. Oh, my brain in a hurricane and the blind can have my eyes. And the deaf can take both of my ears if they don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Hey, everybody. It's Bob Angel's Detox Mansion.
Something that I passionately believe in.
On 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
said, son, someday everything's gonna be alright.
There's no escape, there's no salvation. It's must you die for revelation. Sanctuary, 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 sanctuary,
sanctuary. 91.5 WMFO, Jay Giles Band, Sanctuary. And also, well, I'm having a tough time getting started today for some reason. It's 11:26. We also heard Nick Lowe cracking up from his Labor of Lust album, Crippled Inside, John Lennon, 71's Imagine album, Please Don't Bury Me Down in That Cold, Cold Ground, John Prine going all the way back to 1973, and brand new music from Willie Nelson. And still not dead. It's his reaction to all the false reports on Facebook that keep saying he's dead. He's not. He's still not dead. His new album is called God's Problem Child. 11:26, like I said. And we got some beautiful weather out here. Wow. I mean, we've been in the 80s the last couple of days. It's cooler. This is like more like my speed of weather. 50s. To 50 to 60 degrees. Lots of sunshine. Dry. It's great. That's what I like. And that's what we're going to get for the rest of today. Tonight, clear skies. Clouds towards morning, though. The low down into the 30s. Put that blanket back on the bed. And then tomorrow we'll see more sunshine with temperatures in the 50s. Currently, it is 54 degrees on the campus of Tufts University. We are celebrating the life of George Skobitis today, and we'll talk more about that in just a minute.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
11:28, Bob Angel, T-Talks Mansion is the name of the show. I wanted to talk about George Skobitis for just a little bit, and I haven't had a chance to get to Facebook. I know I asked for a lot of comments on Facebook about George. What can you say about him other than the reaction to his passing was just massive, because he was beloved, and for a reason. He was generous and kind, and he was a champion of music, especially local bands. I can't tell you how many times that George would, he worked for Warner Brothers Records. So, he's supposed to, try to get people to play, radio stations to play, whatever artist is on Warner Brothers. And of course he did that, but he was not shy about saying how much he enjoyed other music as well. And he turned me on to so much good music, so much. I can't tell you. The times that we rode around in the his little Mini, the Austin Mini, cranking out tunes, the Rain Dogs and Mark Cutler and everything else. So I'm going to try and play music that we know George loved. And one of his first loves was the Kinks. The song is called Alcohol. 91.5 WMFO. We miss you, George.
Ooh.
used to be a winner. We enjoyed a life of prominence and position. But the pressures at the office and his social ad engagements and his selfish, wise, fanatical ambition, it turned him to the booze and he got mixed up with a floozy, and she led him to a life of indecision. The floozy made him spend his dough. She left him lying on Skid Row, a drunken lag at some salvation or remission. It's such a shame.
resolution? Airstrikes. Bomb them. Bomb them. Keep bombing them. Bomb them again and again.
Gosh, lady, I think you should chill out and listen to Bob Angel on WFMO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bomb them.
Song. Cause when I hear my favorite song, all I wanna do is sing along, and sing along, and sing along. Hey,
and if you need some, come and get some.
There you are once again, you're tripping and keeping just some of a life. Cut your teeth on the pavements of these city streets. You should go hear your favorite band and hope they play your favorite song. Cause when I hear my favorite song, all I wanna do is sing along.
Richard Thompson, 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Yep, Richard Thompson. I Feel So Good from his Rumor and Psy album from 1991. There's a guy that's been so prolific and so many great songs. And going all the way back when it was Richard and Linda Thompson. And Fairport Convention? Was he in Fairport Convention? Am I thinking right? I could look it up, but, you know, that would require knowledge of technology, which just doesn't happen with me. Christian McNeil and Sea Monsters, If You Need Some, Come and Get Some, from his their album, Everything's Up for Grabs. We're saluting George Skabitis, Warner Brothers record rep extraordinaire. Does everybody know what a record rep does? I think most of our listeners do, but a record rep represents a record label, and they travel around and call music directors, program directors, make sure they hear about their artists that they're promoting, and George was one of the best of those. There's quite a few good ones. George was definitely in the upper echelon, and new music, and was a champion of local music, Christian McNeil being one of them. Big fan of Los Lobos. I am. He was a personal close friend, is of Los Lobos. We heard Down on the Riverbed that time around, and the Kinks. Who doesn't love the Kinks? But somebody told me that this song, Alcohol, from Muswell Hillbillies, was one of his favorites. I've heard him crank many different Kinks tunes. It's 11:45, and we're going to continue. Richard Thompson. I played the Richard Thompson because Richard Thompson was just in town, and George was going to be going to that. George and Christine, his lovely wife. And so that's, George is hanging around. I'm playing his favorite tunes, like this one from, Tom Rush, which has been playing all along in my ears. Here we go. This one's called Drop Down Mama. George, we miss you. Wherever you are, crank this one up to 11.
Drop down, mama, let your daddy see you got something, baby, keeps on worrying me. Mama, don't allow me to fool around all night long. Said you may be too young somewhere.
Oh, I had that one cranked to 11. Man, that is great. I love that brand new Cheap Trick. Long time coming. That's just a single. I guess they got an album coming out in June. I can't remember the date that I saw, but it was early June with a single digit. Before that, Keith Richards, Eileen from Main Offender. Tom Rush did Drop Down Mama from his self-titled album from 1991. Wait a minute, that's wrong. Forget about the year. I can't remember what year it was. I put the wrong year down here for sure. Anyway, it is 11:56. I'm Bob Angel. This is Detox Mansion you're listening to, and we are celebrating the life of George Skabitis. Great friend of mine, great friend of many, many people, and playing a lot of his favorite bands and in many cases favorite music. Well, the Cheap Trick was brand new, so I don't think he ever got a chance to hear it. Hopefully he's listening right as we speak. And we got some other of his favorite bands, some local bands. We got some Rain Dogs coming up. And Robert Loyot, which I was afraid that I had lost. I had downloaded it, and I thought I'd lost it, but I found it. And we're going to do Robert Loyot in just 1 minute.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car? And the time some outdoor action got.
Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
But we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
All right, 2 minutes away from noontime now. It's the Detox Mansion. I'm Bob Angel saluting the great, late great George Skabitis. I am missing him so much. I can't tell you. He was such a good friend. He was always there, and I leaned on him in hard times and celebrated with him in good times, and so I'm celebrating his life. I hope you, I know a lot of people just haven't never heard of him. I mean, of course you haven't, but this is the kind of music that George was responsible. We would call them tastemakers in the business. People who knew and championed really good music, good rock and roll. And this is one from a man called Robert Loyot. And I downloaded this, and my apologies because I somehow missed the first second of it. So let's go with this. Sideman Says is the name of Robert Loyot's album. This is Take It Easy, Baby, 91.5 WMFO.